The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback. I'm Major Jackson, and this is The Slowdown. I learned from all those mornings of weekly commuting, living in Burlington, Vermont, and teaching in New York City, that my passions run in every direction. To the critique and dismay of friends, I would simply say, travel fulfills the country mouse, city mouse in me. I need the clamor of New York City, cuisines from around the world, islands of people at busy intersections waiting to merge, strangers dancing salsa together at park concerts, the tenderness of visions in art museums and galleries, not to mention my Trinidadian barber. Equally so, I need the pastoral simplicity of Vermont, its forested mountains and open fields, its white steeples, tumbling streams, its picturesque red barns and snowy pastures. I contain multitudes, and sound my barbaric yawp in sub-zero weather and in stultifying subway stations. Why shouldn't I consume the breath of the world, consume all that satiates my curiosity and longings? I am always at the ready to discover the secrets of the universe. But then, deep winter arrives, and my choices rescind. The idea of leaving the house, let alone the state, feels unfathomable. In winter, my disposition devolves to a burrowed stillness. We're walking across the tundra and breaking the top layers of ice crust satisfies some psychic purpose. I anchor deep into the pleated folds of dark days and nights that vacillate between a dreamy moonscape and an Arctic polar station. My routines turn my home into a monastery. I devour books, sit beside wood fires, and give myself over to a spiritual silence that points me to the mysteries. When spring comes, slowly through the mud, I awake again to the cycle of different discoveries. Today's poem ponders the ordeal of a long winter, return to a childhood home, and the keen awareness of another life of warmth. 1st of March by Stacy Casarino. For a while, we believe the iced-in world is the real one. There is no reason to come out from it. The fire warms us. So does volcanic wine and soup made from the bones of the animal down the road. Is it cow or pig? My daughter asks, and all I feel is guilt. The plow comes and goes, the only sign of human contact. I missed friends in the city I once called home. I missed the West, ripples of heat in the desert, the chair at the pool at the lodge in Palm Springs, where I floated on my back for days that March of two deaths, thorny bougainvillea crawling pink on every wall. How did I get here from there? Down the hall, my father combs my daughter's hair. My mother reads a rhyming book to the babies, and surely their fingers try to touch each page. The days repeat. The windows are blank. We wake. we eat, we sleep. What more from this life am I permitted to want, while the survival of others depends on me alone? Then everything melts. Snowbank, spruce, garden graveyard, ghostberry. A wind blows the swing. It is lighter, longer, and as if there's nothing to mourn, my daughter jumps maniacally in the driveway puddle, some song in her head from the future. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. This project is also supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts on the web at arts.gov. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. And find us on Instagram at slowdownshow. The Slowdown is written by me, Major Jackson. It is produced by Micah Kilbon. Our music is composed by Alexis Quadrado. Engineering by Josh Savageau. Our associate producer is Maria Wartell. Additional production help by Susanna Sharpless, James Napoli, and Nick Ryan. Our executive producer and editor is Beth Perlman. Our executives in charge of APM Studios are Chandra Kavati, Alex Shafford, and Joanne Griffith.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.